877-479-8178.
Obama and Medvedev agree to a deal to cut weapons, but will it become a reality or just a good photo op and make some juicy headlines around the world? Already Japan has reacted, and they say thumbs up, they approve this move. Former Defense Secretary McNamara is dead. His name was synonymous with the Vietnam War, and he was vilified over that war. We'll talk about that. Into his 90s, he was weakened and died as a result of some of the illnesses that he had recently faced in the last couple of years. A New York congressman, sick of all the Michael Jackson coverage, has labeled him a pervert, saying that he is sick of hearing about the pedophile and doesn't understand why more of the media isn't focused on other things that are happening, like what's going on in Afghanistan. And the Honduran president returns to Washington, D.C. He was booted, of course. Zelaya was booted out of Honduras. I guess it's been a week ago. Tried to head back into the country. His plane was told to turn around in the Venezuelan plane, and the pilot who was flying that plane decided it would have been a good idea not to land, as there were protesters at the airport over the weekend and a lot of chaos there. Still very unsettling as to what is going on in Honduras. Hey, coming up on this show with me, Kate Delaney, here on ATN, we have the Daily Salute. It's a good one, too, because you're probably not paying attention to this sport. I'll just give you a little bit of a hint. But he's an American that's been accused of doping, and he's shown up pretty big, as at this point, he's, what, let's see, 3 years shy of his 40th birthday. I'll tell you who, if you don't know already, and what he's done so far in his competition in his particular sport. That's coming up in just a few minutes here on the show. But I open up with this one, Obama and the Medvedev agreement on the weapons deal. And we're talking about, of course, nuclear weapons and cutting the stockpile. There's one problem with this. It sounds good, and Japan's excited, and there's some other countries that are starting to react to this. The idea is at by the end of the year, they would they'd cut this deal to slash the stockpiles by about a third. But the problem is the Kremlin heavily objects to America's missile defense plans, and that is a big, big hurdle, I would think, in this agreement. So, in theory, the conversation is there, and, of course, it's a big step in the cooperation between Russia and our new president, but there's still a couple of things missing, like Iran. Russia didn't say anything about this once they had the photo op and talked to the media. There wasn't any big statement, but apparently, according to Obama's top Russian advisor, a lot of what the two talked about behind closed doors was exactly that, Iran, what's happening there. You can imagine they're talking about the election results, Ahmadinejad. Of course, the nukes would have to be the number one thing. Now, Obama is getting ready to sit down with Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and perhaps continue some of the conversation about Iran and other things between the relationship between the two countries, the U.S. and Russia. And as I said, the big key thing here is you've got, number one, you have a nuclear arms reduction treaty expiring December 5th. So that's one thing, right? And the Russians saying that the U.S. missile defense program in Eastern Europe has to be linked to this as well. But will the Kremlin just, you know, knock off the negotiations, just thwart them, if nothing is done about the United States' missile defense deal in Eastern Europe. It surely seems that way, but I don't know. Maybe they won't walk away from the table. Because does, you got to look at it this way, does our missile defense program in any way, does it actually pose any kind of a threat to what Russia's forces are doing? They might go full force ahead, but since none of us have any kind of an eight magic eight ball, ask again. At this time, I do not know. We just know that the conversation is good, and it looks like there's cooperation, but we've been down this road before. We've been down this road with Russia. We've been down this road with other countries as well. Good, looks good, but will ultimately this happen? And plus, if you think of the position of the United States as a superpower, how much do you want to reduce our nukes? How much do you want to trust that we can continue to let the guard down? I mean, maybe that's the better thing to look at. What's happening with our defense? In a previous show, we were talking about the idea so far into the Obama administration that there's no meddling. Oh, let's wait and see what happens with this country. We'll stay out of this fight for now. And I'm talking about a couple of various things that are out there. Now, in North Korea, there was the shadowing of the Kangnam, the ship that they thought had some kind of weapons on it, weapons of mass destruction, for lack of a better way to describe it. I'll call it that, nukes perhaps. And ultimately, the ship did eventually turn around, because I really thought that that could end up escalating to something much, much bigger. But who was going to be the U.S.'s friend in that fight? Was it going to be Japan? Seems Japan would be much more likely the country that you would go to than China, because why does China care? Why is China going to jump into that fray if they don't have to? So needless to say, a lot going on outside of our borders and certainly inside as well, including this that I'm going to mention at the top, because how often do I say nothing gets under my skin more? Somebody who knows of, I have so many family members who have served in the military. You always want to know what's going on with the VA, what's happening with the benefits, all that sort of stuff. And a lot of you guys listening to me, you served, you know, right? So they got this new GI bill that's going to kick in at the beginning of August. And apparently, and this is the good news, perhaps this will be the biggest boost it's gotten. Do you believe this? Since World War II. And my great uncle, he went to my alma mater, Ohio University, on the GI Bill. And then, you know, bootstrapped it, had a successful career starting his own business. And he said he owes it all to the GI Bill because he couldn't afford it. He came back and he said there was no way he would be able to really afford it. So this bill is supposedly a really one-size-fits-all that actually works. Depending on where they want to go to college, they could actually get a full ride, right? Or, if they pick the wrong one, very little. So I guess it depends state by state. But the good news is, great chance in the right situation to get a lot of tuition. Bravo. I hope a lot of people take advantage of it if it works for them. Hang with us.
Your relationships are a mirror of you.
That's good news, because it means you have the power to effect positive change in the quality of love you create in your life.
It's all up to you.
Join us, Joseph and Sarah Malinette, for Creating Your Ideal Relationship on WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
We'll help you create loving, ideal relationships. Give us a listen at WebTalkRadioNetwork.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coming up, the Daily Salute. I got that for you in just a second. Right now, though, let's head out to our pal Stu, listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Stu, how are you?
Hey, Kate, pretty good. I wanted to call and touch on the GI thing real quick, and then I got something else I want to touch on. But
okay.
The GI Bill, look, it doesn't matter what you give the guys. They deserve it. They've earned it. They worked for it. They protected for it. Give them a GI Bill. Give them a VA loan. Give them anything they need. We can never give too much for our freedom.
I agree. I think it's awful, some of the stories I heard where families were struggling so much because their checks weren't getting there on time, and they had a wife back home with three or four kids. And, you know, how can you be serving, and you're right there in the trenches, walking up and down, worried about IEDs and just trying to focus on the deal and what you're doing in Baghdad or Afghanistan or wherever, you don't have time to fool around with that and call back home and have an upset wife and find out what's going on with the kids. And, you know, it's a mess. I think it's the worst the way some of our heroes, because they are risking their lives for all this liberty, the way they're treated. It's wrong.
Well, my ex-wife works for VA in Louisville, Kentucky, and I've heard some of the stories. You know, we were married when she worked for the VA, and the hell these guys go through back in the 90s, it was really bad for them to get their benefits, and they were closing down hospitals. Matter of fact, she was down here next to us. She worked down at Temple for a while. She transferred down there after we divorced, and that's a humongous VA down there. And just the things these guys go through, man, they come back. And they go over there, and they go through hell, and then they come back, and then you got your Korean War veterans, and a few of your WW2, you know, that's still around, still come to get their stuff, the Vietnam vets, and they play hell to get what they need, because usually the government starts making cuts, and when they start making cuts on it, the VA is, for some dumb reason, the first place they start cutting.
Which
I don't understand it, but I guess it's on a lighter note. Not really. I was a little upset earlier when I was on my way into our warehouse in Louisville. I couldn't get in, and they called me, and they said, hey, there's a hostage situation down here. Well, I thought somebody in our office must have pissed somebody off, but it didn't happen that way. It was two doors down, and so we had to jump the curb, drive through the grass, get down in there. So we were leaving. I stopped and asked cop. I said, what is going on? I mean, it's been going on since 3:30 this afternoon there in Louisville. And the cop said, man, he said, the guy was in prison for five years. He's been out for 2 weeks. His girlfriend that he had when he went into prison, I guess he thought was staying faithful, or she had another man. So he has taken them both hostage. Now, I want to know what women have. I mean, I know what they have, but I want to know what makes women so great to be out of prison for 2 weeks, you want to go back in. Unless he wants the same thing she's been getting while he was in prison. I don't know.
Oh, I can't believe it. What a dummy.
That is, I told the cop, I said, just shoot the guy. Get it over with, man. I come in here tomorrow. I don't want to go through this same crap. You know, I mean, you got to drive a semi through grass, and it's muddy down through there. And it's just... I said, I don't understand. I just don't get it. I mean, why would you, did you really expect her for 5 years to stay faithful?
No.
You know he was in prison. You know he wasn't staying faithful.
That's right.
He had some good-looking black guy or white guy or Mexican or something, I guess. He was probably wearing Kool-Aid on his eyeshadow. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Stu. Oh, that's so funny. He must have watched Oz to get a good sense. Or maybe what happened in Rahway Prison. Or what do they call it now? Lockdown. Lockdown. I said I would do the daily salute, and we'll do that. Lance Armstrong, whether he doped, didn't dope, it depends on who you believe and the stories. And there's all kinds of different stories. But nothing, of course, ever proven. The French especially wanted to try to nail Armstrong for that after all of the Tour de France's that he won. And here's good old Lance coming back into the racing world after having been on the sidelines for a bunch of years. And he's 37 years old. Would you believe, and of course it's a long haul. You're talking about 3 weeks with the Tour de France, but he's in third place right now. And you're talking about conditions where it's hot and you're going 100 miles, you got mountains, and then you have other stages, more of the sprinting stages and the time trials and all that sort of stuff. And Lance talked about that previous to the day's race, because we're on stage three heading into stage four. Here's what he had to say.
Well, I thought it was pretty controlled. I don't know. It was up and down a lot, but of course, the heat is a factor that, I mean, you really have to think about the heat 24 hours a day, and it's obviously you drink in the race, and when you get home, you got to really, really focus on it in the morning. I mean, even now, just sitting around drinking, because when it's hot like this, there's no way you can drink enough in the race. With the system now, so it counts for individual classification, it's the way that it used to be, and I mean, we're going to go for it. I mean, I think we have the most horsepower. We proved that in the opening time trial, and I don't know that it's necessarily a course for the strongest team, but I think it's a course for the smartest team. And so, I think Garmin will ride smart. Saxo Bank, depends how much work they had to do, they'll ride smart. Hopefully we ride smart. I think if we ride our race and consider all nine guys, I think it's my prediction, but I think we win.
And you did so well in this stage. You're talking about a 122-mile ride from Marseille to La Grande Motte, and the winds were brutal, gusting all over the place. A lot of the front runners were stuck because of the wind. Armstrong just stayed out in front. And ultimately, at the end of the race, he said, hey, good positioning experience, a little bit of luck. I was 20 guys back, and I decided to move up enough to be on the wheel of the front guys, and there it went. So at 37, like I said, here he is. After this stage, anyway, nice to see the fact that he is in third place. Yeah. Because no matter what you think of Lance Armstrong, he is a slice of Americana. And I love it when he does well anyway, because I know that it gets so under the French skin. who they don't want to see. I'd just be honest, they don't really want to see him doing that well, and they didn't like how he was doing previous winning race after race after race after race. Now he's getting, they're trying to think of anything. Now they're criticizing him for not being too available to fans. And I don't know, I saw shots of him and I saw him talking to some fans. There's so many people out there. Of course he's not going to be able to talk to everybody because he was actually late to the start. He didn't check in at the registration table because he was held up by people who were trying to get his autograph, and he was actually paying attention to them. So, hey, Lance can shake it off. Let's face it that way. It'll be interesting to see. He said it's not bad or good. He doesn't have any regret about doing this. But let's see where he finishes. If he finishes even in the top 10, that's amazing. But he's third in the standings right now. It's a good story, don't you think, Matt? Lance Armstrong, 37, trying to make the push. You know, his story in general is good because here's a guy who was given like a 50% chance, actually less than that, to live when he came down with cancer. And he's done a lot for the cause of raising awareness besides what he's done for the sport of cycling, certainly.
I don't know. I'm not a big racing fan or watch a bunch of cycling or anything like that, but if Lance Armstrong's involved in it, then it piques my interest a little more. Like, if he wasn't in this race, I probably wouldn't even know one thing about it because I just don't pay attention unless it's Lance Armstrong, you know, because he's won, what, 7 of them, I think.
And yeah.
Going for maybe an 8th. He's in 3rd right now. You never know, even though he said he wasn't trying to win this year, but the competitive juices are obviously flowing, and he's going to go for it.
Yeah, and that's the good thing. I mean, hey, he is definitely a competitor. There's no question about it. And this is 21 stages is what you have to get through for this tour. It's such a grueling race. From the 4th to the 26th is when they finish this. And you've got, as I mentioned, the mountainous stages and sprints and all that stuff in between. I actually started to watch racing because of a boyfriend, and then ultimately kind of got into it really because of Lance Armstrong cheering on, let's face it, the American. And he was exciting to watch, and so were the various teams that he's been on. But the fact that he's in 3rd place, bravo. Certainly our daily salute. Oh, we got so much more. Hang with us.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
for a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now. Call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Feel it, see it, hear it today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand.
Coming up, we're going to talk about what Time Magazine is mentioning. Unfaithful Yours, that's what the cover says. Infidelity, eroding our most sacred institution. How to make marriage matter again. I'll tie it in, don't worry. That's coming up next on America Tonight. Hey, I hope everyone's having a good one out there, because it's tough coming off a holiday weekend, isn't it? It's terrible to whine when you've had extra time off. At least I know some of you have, but there is something to kicking it up again a notch, especially in the summertime. It's been a weird summer as well for some of the things that are going on in this country, and I know a lot of people have it tough as the unemployment numbers just keep getting uglier and uglier. And I think it's really, the whole story isn't out there, the underemployed, etc., part-timers, it's rough. I know I've said this a million times, but I've talked to people who are hiring, and they say they cannot believe the qualified, overqualified people they're getting, and hey, they're going for them. Because if they want the job, they figure might as well get the person who has these incredible credentials. Why not? Well, I can get them at this rate. But how awful is that? Speaking of awful, we have a dungeon moment for you. Kristen LaBrea from Salem, Massachusetts. Check this out. A couple of years ago, she's got a son who's autistic. A couple of years ago, she decided, because her son was also diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, the doctors actually gave him an 85% to 90% chance of recovery. He was given large doses of chemo in the hospital, and his cancer went into remission. But, of course, you get prescriptions. So his mother was given prescriptions for the meds that he was supposed to take. And she apparently decided not to pick up the prescriptions. So it led doctors to believe they were being filled, right? At one point, even asked for a liquid version of the meds because her son was having trouble swallowing pills. So the doctors assumed that she was getting these pills. Remember I said 2006? So 2 years later, in 2008, one of the doctors called the pharmacy, learned she hadn't been filling the prescriptions, and the doctor, or LaBrea herself, said, well, the pharmacy must have made a mistake. That's what she told the doctor. And finally, what they discovered is that the boy's cancer returned as leukemia, untreatable with chemo. And here's what, so she was divorced, and she decided she didn't have the money to fill the prescriptions, so she didn't fill the prescriptions and lied to the doctors. Her attorney is using this as the defense, that she's a single mother. Hey, she had awful financial problems. She had the burden of taking care of her son. Oh, I mean, this is just awful. People say the kid, his name's Jeremy, was pretty happy-go-lucky riding dirt bikes and swimming at the local pool and all that sort of stuff. If she's convicted, she faces 40 years in prison. Man, I just don't get this. How can you be a mother and just say, well, you know what, I can't afford to do this, so I'm just going to lie and not fill these prescriptions? And here's the saddest thing of all. I didn't finish the story for you. So she didn't fill the prescriptions for 2 years, right? He died in March. So he died because they weren't, he wasn't getting the treatment. I mean, I said 85% is what the doctor said, curable. He had had massive chemo, but he wasn't getting the pills that he needed. So I think that this woman in Massachusetts deserves to have her behind thrown in the dungeon. I think that jury will nail her, but who's to say? So Kristen LaBrea goes to the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
And it wasn't anything to do with religious beliefs or any of that kind of stuff. It was simply what her attorney is saying. I mean, this is their defense, that she didn't have the money to do this, but surely there would have been other ways. Let's have a fundraiser, perhaps. Instead, the kid dies. Oh, that's got to be the worst. Where are the maternal instincts there? I can't even imagine. When you hear some of these horrific stories, it just makes you think. I'll tell you, not that I didn't appreciate my own mother, but she would go to the wall for us. There's no question. Whatever would happen to my brother or I, she would be there for us still, obviously, today. And then to see the extremes and some of the sad stories that we often talk about on America Tonight, how do you eat your own? How do you do that to your own flesh and blood? I mean, if it was a question of she just couldn't scrape it together at all, there is the ex and the situation there. And like I said, why not have a fundraiser? I mean, we live in the most generous country that one can imagine, right? You've all been to churches and special dinners and special collections that get taken up for people. And there is ways to raise funds. So I just cannot buy what the attorney's saying, that she just didn't fill it and let him get the cancer, get his body riddled with cancer again, and let him die that way. So here's the deal. She gets a note in the mail from me with a key. If she accepts the key and decides that she'll come on America Tonight, we'll talk to her. I'm very doubtful of that, but you never know. We go from the dungeon to television ads. It's right about the time that they're going to start to hit the old tube. You'll probably start noticing them. There is a TV ad war going on over health overhaul, and you've probably already actually seen some of them. I saw some the other day. Now, one of the ads is from a conservative group, and it's pretty dramatic. And then, of course, there's another one. We'll call it On the Other Side. And the dramatic one, and I saw this the other day, you basically have somebody staring into the camera saying a brain tumor would have killed her had she relied on her Canadian government-run health plan that would have given treatment far too late. And the quote is, and what she says, is now Washington wants to bring Canadian-style health care to the U.S. That's what the narrator says. So the dramatic example of, hey, you want this kind of care? Well, this is what you'll get. You'll have the Canadian-type health care. It works. I mean, I'm not doing it justice, but if you see it when you're flipping around, I know you'll know what I'm talking about. So they're trying to, there's a couple of other ads on the other side of it as well. And so far, 31 million has been spent for about 47,000 TV ads on healthcare. Wow. That's some pretty big, chunky change there. And that's double the 14 million the insurance folks spent in the 90s, if you remember, for some of the ads that they created that helped kill or shoot down President Bill Clinton's health care reform deal. So this is part of the debate, the ads aimed at people on either side of this. But, man, that's a whole lot of money, $31 million. What could you do with $31 million besides pump it into TV commercials, whether you're for or against what's being proposed with this health reform being debated, obviously, on Capitol Hill? See, and this is where the push is. Everybody keeps talking about the climate bill, but the health reform bill is the first thing, folks. That's the first shoe to drop or not drop, but that's the first thing that's either going to go through or be shuttled aside versus the climate one. That's behind it, but that's not going to happen till the fall. I just don't see how before the recess, if you look where we are in July, that's going to happen. And we know Harry Reid, he even said that. He's like, this is something to be taken up in the fall. So there's still a little bit of time there at the tail end of the summer. I didn't mention this yet, but a stunner for the people in South Carolina. I'm just talking about the governor, because the governor has his own woes, right? The governor, they're talking about censure there for him. But what about the serial killer? This serial killer shot 5 people to death before police cornered him and killed him on Monday. Here's the thing that gets you. He was a career criminal, paroled just 2 months ago. What's the deal with that? So, 41 years old, he was shot to death by the cops who were investigating a burglary complaint at a house. And the killing spree started back at the tail end of June. And the bullets in his gun matched the ones that killed the people in and around this place called Gaffney over a 1 week period. And lo and behold, he was on a little rampage. He had a long, long criminal history. Charges like forgery, breaking and entry, larceny, and stretching his resume in crime. Florida, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland. So the bottom line is he was paroled from a North Carolina prison in April after serving 8 years. And here we go. And then people wonder why. You talk about arming yourself. You talk about the right to bear arms. So imagine the people in this town 50 miles west of Charlotte, North Carolina, a sleepy town known for peach orchards and mills. Now they can rest easier because of this crazy serial killer, but why was he out in the first place? More on marriage coming up next.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. New Rev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of New Rev for free. Just pay to have New Rev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. newrevonline.com. Improve your life today.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now.
To be incredibly beautiful, and I'm talking about Jackie Onassis, Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, coast to coast and everywhere in between. Of course, have we not gotten our fill of the whole affair thing? A book is coming out. It's called Bobby and Jackie, and it's actually Bobby and Jackie, a love story. And what the book reveals is that there was this four-year relationship between the two of them. The guy who wrote the book has written biographies of Jackie before and John Kennedy and Carolyn Kennedy. And in the book, I guess there's pretty broad strokes of a picture of the affair with the use of some personal interviews and also reports from the Secret Service and the FBI. The two were close after the assassination of JFK, and it also claims that the married senator and father, remember he's father of 11 children, was the former first lady's one true love. You know what's so awful about that? And you think of the family, you think of Ethel, who is still alive, and then this book coming out with all these sort of details. Well, but, you know, we live in this age of telling it all. I said that the cover of Time magazine was called Unfaithfully Yours this time around and Why Marriage Matters. And the whole article brings up, of course, the politicians, Governor Sanford and his wife, John and Elizabeth Edwards, and Elliot Spitzer and his wife, those idiots, Kate and John plus eight, which I don't get the fascination with that. That certainly plays into the whole celebrity thinks, hey, famous for not even being talented at anything, but hey, 10 million people watch their show and watch them talk about getting a divorce or being separated or whatever it is. So what is the deal with marriage? And I read the article, and one of the things I thought was interesting that it said is that we've got these affairs and the two-parent family is basically under assault, and really, and this was what the caption read, is what America needs to get over is its commitment issues. And then it says, hint, it isn't love. I mean, it's terrible. I think if I'm a young guy, I might really take, or young woman, I might really take my time and be careful who I pick as a mate, because there seems to be, not even seems, I'll take that word out of there. What is the deal with this rash of affairs? And it's not just famous people, it's in your neighborhoods. Is it that people can't stay committed? Is it that people, we live in this throwaway society, so it's like, baby, give me satisfaction now, and hey, if I'm a little bored, I'm going to move on, even if it's at the peril of my family. It was unheard of in the past. Not that people didn't have affairs, not that people didn't get a divorce, but at the high rates that we're talking about, and we're not even manufacturing these numbers. They're pretty dead right on when you look at the divorce numbers. Now, some people aren't taking it the full step of getting divorced because they can't afford it. So you have people doing something as an attorney, a divorce attorney told me the other day, doing a thing called nesting, meaning that they keep the house for the kids and then they have different weeks that they're there living there and then they go off. Man, that has to be rough. What do? Go back to your mother's house at 45, 50 years old and stay with her and come back the next week? That has to be so weird. But the timing of that the RFK book, sad to say, is, I think is awful. But I guess, you know, the Kennedys are used to that kind of stuff for everything that's happened to many of their lives. So, Matt, you're a young guy who's single. Are any of your friends married or getting married? Do they talk about marriage?
Yeah, I got lots of friends who actually are married. And, I don't know, to each their own, I guess. They decided to get married young. I am not one of those people. I never thought I would be married. I don't know. I always thought late 20s, early 30s would be the first time I'd ever really get married. And I got some friends who got married when they were about 21 or 22. I got friends, you know, who are just getting married now around 27, 28. So, I don't know. Never something I thought I would be doing. And all my friends now are married have moved out of the city. They're doing the suburban lifestyle and all
right.
That.
Well, here's the question for you then. If you have friends that got married early, 20, 21, the ones that did that, they've been married for a little while now. How are they holding up? Pretty well?
One couple, I think the couple who got married the youngest, they got two kids and they're totally fine. But I got about two other couples who we'll see in the next couple of years here how that all turns out, because if I was in Vegas right now and we could bet on them, I'd be betting it hard.
Really? Oh, isn't that sad? See, I guess there is no formula, and you see that with your own friends, early marriages, a little bit later in the 20s. I don't know that there's a formula, actually, because I know some people that got married right out of high school, went to college together, two different couples, and they may be some of the happiest people I know. I'm sure they've had to work through different things, like any relationship that you have, even with friends. But I've also had friends who have gone through really, and guy friends, I have a ton of male friends, so I really have seen this from not even so much the female perspective, but more the male perspective. I've had a lot of friends who have gone through a lot of heavy, heavy, heavy things, and the stories and what they're doing and what's happened. And I've even had friends that have gone off the reservation and gone off the deep end and then come back. And so they've been able to patch it up. I don't know. There's something to be said, especially with children, if you can. There's something to be said for trying to work it out. I think there's circumstances where you just can't do it. But it is an interesting and sad phenomenon, frankly, that's happened in the U.S. I think if you're just not primed for marriage, then don't get married. Nobody says you have to. But how do you know? There's no guarantees. You really are truly rolling the dice. Al is listening to us across the border in Canada. He's listening to us on KBOZ. Hey, Al, we haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
Yeah, hi, Kate. A belated happy 4th to you. I used to pick you up on 1160 AM KSL Salt Lake City, but now I get you on 1090. So you're down to, I hope you didn't get a cut in pay. You went down to 1090.
No.
But anyways, the president is in Russia right now, right? Is he back in DC?
No, he's in Russia meeting Putin.
He's still running around with Putin and Medvedev.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, President Medvedev. You know, if Obama had any originality instead of a bunch of banal cliches and trite platitudes that we always hear from him, how he's going to save the world, why doesn't he get Russia to join NATO? NATO stands for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Yeah.
And if you look on the globe, Finland, the country of Finland is in NATO, right?
Right.
And Russia is just as close to the North Atlantic as Finland is. So why don't we get Russia to join NATO, and then Russia wouldn't be all bent out of shape if they put up a missile shield and if Poland joins NATO? And like, our common enemy is radical Islam, right? Russia,
right.
There's been just as many innocent Russians killed by a Muslim whack job terrorist. In Chechnya, and a couple years ago there was a theater that blew up. The Muslims blew up a theater in Moscow and killed a bunch of Russians. And so Muslim whack jobs are Russia's enemy just as much as North America's enemy. Why don't we get Russia to join NATO?
That's a far stretch, though, Al, for them to reach that far across. They're just trying right now to talk about this nuclear stockpile.
Yeah, I know.
Cut that.
Yeah, you know, he's bragging about how he got the Russians to agree to cutting down. So now Russia and the United States can only kill the entire planet 800 times instead of 1,000 times. So how is that a major achievement? What has Obama accomplished? He's been president for almost a year now, or for half a year, or for 8 months,
half a year.
Or whatever. Seven, 8 months. So, other than putting the United States even more in debt, you know, trying to spend it, borrow his way out of deficit,
What has he done? What has he done? I understand what you're asking us. We're up against it, but I'd have to say goose egg, my friend. I agree with you. Lots of fancy language, but no action.